One day, as the king of all the land south of the Himalayas sat in his court, an ambassador from Persia came and presented the king with a beautifully handcrafted sword. While admiring the workmanship of the blade, the king accidentally cut off the tip of his little finger. As the king was suffering this loss, the minister of the court stepped forward and addressed the throne. Quote, "Your Royal Highness, do not lament the loss of the tip of your finger, for everything is God's arrangement." Hearing the words of his minister, the king became very angry and said, "I think you cannot appreciate the loss of my finger."
It was such a
beautiful finger. I think you cannot appreciate the loss of my finger because it is my finger that has been lost and not yours. You had better withdraw your statement lest you yourself may suffer the loss of more than just your finger. This is the king talking. This is the king talking. Understand? Good. "What I have spoken is true, Your Majesty," replied the minister. "Everything is God's arraignment. Now you may act as your conscience directs." The king, his mind agitated and his anger out of control, ordered his soldiers to arrest the minister and take him to prison. It so happened the next day a hunt was scheduled. On such occasions it was customary for the minister to accompany the king. But since the minister had been in prison, the king went alone for the hunt. While hunting in the forest, the king was attacked and captured by a band of savage cannibals. Are you following all this?
Yeah.
All right. Struggling for his life, the king was dragged to the place where preparations for a human sacrifice were underway. The king was bathed in sacred oils and taken to the sacrificial altar. Moments before the king was to be slain, the high priest of the sacrifice noticed that the tip of the king's finger was missing. "This man is not fit to be sacrificed," said the priest. "The tip of his finger is missing, therefore he is unacceptable." The other cannibals then carried the king into the forest and set him free. The king remembered the words of his minister. Returning to the palace, the king went straight to the prison and released him. "What you have spoken is true," said the king. "Had I not cut off the tip of my finger, I would have made a suitable sacrifice and been eaten by cannibals. It was surely God's arrangement to save my life." The king continued, "But I do not understand. Why has God allowed me to put you into prison? Was that also God's arrangement?" "Yes," said the minister. "Had you not put me into prison, I would have accompanied you on the hunt and been captured along with you. Since my body is complete and healthy, I would have been sacrificed in your place when the cannibals found you unfit."
Cool.
Now, for me, the object lesson of this is, I've told you all 100 times, right after I became a believer, I was going south on I-35. I missed the turn. And it was terrible traffic. So it was cussing. I don't get depressed. That just happens to be our differences in how we respond. Neither one of them are right, you understand. I just want to kill. So anyway, I miss the turn. And I look up where I would have been, and the car that was directly in front of me had smashed into a propane gas truck, and it exploded, and the propane went all over everywhere, and all the cars within about a 50-foot radius were on fire. Now, I've never since then, to the best of my knowledge, gotten mad because the glass was protecting me.
That's what I'm going to wait till you finish.
I've never gotten mad because I missed a turn or somebody pulled out in front of me and it stopped the brakes, because this thing, just everything is God's arrangement. God is all and in all, and He is not working for my wrath. He's working for the good of His body. Now, what stupid story were you going to tell?
The glasses protected him.
Huh?
I have no story.
You have no story?
No.
All right.